This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, channelradio.co.uk/2, and bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous, Martin White.
Hi, Paul.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, hi, listener. Thanks for tuning in.
Listeners there, ready
at our
and
new,
waiting.
At our new slot, our new time slot.
Well, kind of, yeah, 3-4 minutes past the hour now while we do the news first. Yeah.
So we hope...
We like to keep people informed, you know.
We hope you're still there.
Both of you. Anyway, how are you?
I'm great. There's a sense of sort of optimism in the air at the moment, isn't
there? Is
there? Yeah.
Is a sense of optimism in Thanet, is there?
Well, not in Thanet necessarily. I mean, that's stretching it a bit far.
Okay.
But, no, I mean, just generally. The sun shining.
True. Always makes things better.
The Chelsea Flower Show is on.
Yeah.
And everybody's gardens and plants are growing.
Don't talk to me about a garden.
Oh, yeah, you had a transit van stuck in it, didn't you?
I had a transit van stuck in my lawn.
You had some gypsies camping out.
No, I didn't. It was my oldest son. It was my oldest son, who is not a gypsy, and he's not camping in my garden. Well, he could be, but he's not.
Poor Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie. No, it wasn't his fault. It was my fault.
Yeah.
And he had a transit van full of scaffolding, and he said, my transit van won't go with all this scaffolding in it, so I need to unload half of it. So I said, well, let's drive down the garden and put it in the barn at the bottom. And he went, I don't think that's a good idea. And I went, no, it'll be fine. And he got halfway down and sunk into the grass.
And he got stuck.
Yeah, we had to get a tow truck to
pull
him out.
Think yourself lucky. Yeah. Because he could have driven it into your swimming pool, like the Rolling Stones did once.
Yeah, but he wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't do that deliberately, do you?
Huh? Well, you never know. He might have been out at a party.
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
Rock star and all that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So you got away lightly there.
Well, kind of, yeah, but the lawn's a bit of a mess now.
Well, you can patch it up, can't you? Have you got green fingers? Do you ever get out there actually do anything in your garden?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
You ought to. It's good. It's nice. I find it very therapeutic.
You've seen my garden, haven't you?
Yeah, it's not really a garden.
It's not a garden, is it? It's a wildlife reserve.
Yeah. But it could be. That's the point. You could put some
nice
beds in.
No, it's deliberate. It's deliberate. My garden is natural.
Low maintenance.
No, it's not that. It's natural. It's what do you call them? It's a wild garden.
It's a wild garden.
It's real. I've never mowed the lawn or anything. Yeah.
Anyway, we've got some guests with us today.
We have. Who have we got?
We've got the brilliant Brian Wakefield.
Have we? Has he been on a course?
Brian's Business Networking. Superb. Great to have Brian with us. We've got the equally brilliant Richard Torbell, website designer extraordinaire. Welcome, Richard.
Agreed.
And we've also got Claire and John Turner.
We have.
Who run a fabulous publication and business called Educational Life.
And we're looking forward to talking to all of them, but we're looking forward to talking to Claire, aren't we? Because we want to find out an awful lot about that, because we do quite a few things here on the show with education and
you do.
People.
Yeah. You do. In fact, you've got an event coming up at the Hartsdown Academy.
We've got two events coming up in June, one at Hartsdown Academy and one at Wilmington Academy, 30-30 events, both in June.
Good. Excellent.
And we'll talk about those as the show unfolds.
Yeah.
So we've got three great guests to talk to.
Yes, and actually we've got something else in common. We were all at Kent Vision Live last week.
I wasn't.
Well, no, you weren't, but we were.
I was at home having my windscreen replaced.
Yeah, well, what an exciting day. But while you were doing that, we were doing business at Kent Vision Live. And in fact, we all had a really good show, didn't we?
We did.
So delighted to have been part of that. In fact, we were with Linda and Gemma exhibiting.
And Lucy,
of course. Richard's lovely wife, Lucy. And the three of us are getting together and doing the Kent B2B.
Yeah, it was
at
Gemma's,
the beginning of June as well.
It was Gemma's third business anniversary as well, wasn't
yesterday.
It?
Yesterday.
Yeah. So congratulations, Gemma, on 3 years in business.
Cupcakes.
I beg your pardon?
Cupcakes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was just a term he was using. I thought you just sort of called me that.
Yeah, to celebrate. It was...
You had cupcakes to celebrate.
Well, they did. I wasn't invited, but
cool. Well, I'm not surprised.
No.
Cool.
We must mention the... Manchester attack, because it's the anniversary
today. Yes, it is indeed
a year today. And the thing that I found incredibly moving and powerful about all of that was the concert that Ariana Grande.
Yeah. I think Ariana Grande,
I haven't pronounced that very well.
No.
But she's a lovely young lady, and she did a, she came back and did a benefit concert, didn't she?
She did indeed, yeah.
Shortly afterwards. And how she got on the stage and actually...
Very courageous, I thought.
Yeah, for, incredible. For very, for very, very moving. Lady. Yeah. Very moving. Yeah. Almost as moving as the royal wedding on Saturday.
But you're absolutely right. Our thoughts and condolences to all the victims and their families of that horrible event.
Absolutely, and there is a minute silence at 2:30, I believe, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to...
We won't be able to do that, I'm afraid. Yeah.
So, sending our love and best wishes to everybody on this anniversary day.
Mm. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks at Kent Creative. Natalie Blaney and the team.
She was on the show last week.
She was indeed, she? Natalie. Yeah, talking about the benefits and the... rationale and reasons for supporting creative businesses with sponsorship and support, and it really is an interesting way to go about things.
And my take out of that was, look, you know, sponsorship isn't about throwing money at something and then kind of walking away and thinking, well, you know, I'll never see that back again.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole approach is to work with businesses to say, look, what do you want to get out of it and how can we help you?
Exactly. And that was the whole thing. You're absolutely right. That was the whole thing that we talked to Natalie about, is that so many people ask for sponsorship and what they actually mean is give me some free money. Yeah. But this is much more than that. It's about getting a return on your investment. And a really good return on your investment, and that is really important. You know, so many people ask for money for things. I get inundated all the time, you know, charitable donations or sponsorships or whatever, and they come up with, oh, you know, we'll put you in the magazine or we'll do this or we'll do that. That's not very useful.
Yeah.
You know, you're basically just asking me for money.
They're just trying to sell something as opposed to kind of trying to demonstrate the value of being involved in something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We must mention our wonderful hosts, Kent Space.
Indeed.
Because they've got their official opening.
They have. Have you got the email Wednesday about it? I did.
I don't need the email.
Do you know the details?
I know all the details.
I did put it in your pile of emails to read.
I don't need to read that.
See, you never follow the producer's scripts either anyway.
I'm on the button, mate. I don't need to read the emails.
Oh, you're on the button.
It's all in my head. So it's next Wednesday, if you give me a chance to mention it.
Ashford, grand opening, networking, evening, 30th of May. I've got it here.
Exactly.
The Mayor of Ashford.
Exactly.
Go for it, Martin.
So next Wednesday from 5:30 PM.
I'm checking on the official email to make sure you get it right.
There's going to be a VIP opening here at Kent Space.
There is.
They've gone up two floors. They've opened 27 new serviced offices.
Mm.
The Mayor's going to be here. And I think they're unveiling a plaque. There's going to be an official plaque unveiling. There'll be businesses that are resident here, local businesses coming along for networking. So it's going to be, there's going to be bubbles and nibbles and plenty of networking and a chance to kind of rub shoulders with some VIPs on the evening. So we're really looking forward to that. Well, I'll be here as well.
Are you
going to be here?
I will be here too.
Good. Glad to hear.
As a tenant of Kent Space, I absolutely love being here. Mm-hmm. They are fabulous.
The
staff here are brilliant. The
biscuits.
The biscuits are nice, yeah.
Garibaldi's.
Yeah, yeah. When there's any left, when you've finished half
inch. Not today. I'm on my second fasting day today.
Absolutely.
I'm not allowed any biscuits.
Your second what
today.
Day?
Fasting.
Oh, fasting. Okay.
Fasting day. I won't be able to break fast until tomorrow.
I thought you'd break fast earlier, actually, but it wasn't you.
See, Brian, you know, you can always rely on Paul to lower the tone. Five minutes in and he's on to that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do you want to mention the red button? No, we won't go.
No, we won't go there. No, I'm still talking about Kent Space.
Right,
Lovely stuff, great resources, great facilities, offices are fantastic, and they've got two whole new floors. Listen, if you want to come along or you want to find out more about that opening ceremony, the easiest way to do that is to send an email to sm@kentspace.co.uk. That's sm@kentspace.co.uk.
I mean, having said off air that we weren't going to talk about GDPR.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not taking responsibility.
You started this, Richard, and I'm holding you personally responsible.
I'm now going to mention. Yes, Brian's off. I'm now going to mention two very topical GDPR things that are happening. One of our members, Tony Hughes, at Confidential Document Destruction Limited, bit of a mouthful, wait till you see it on Twitter. Is running a brilliant GDPR offer at the moment. So if you're a business, could be, I don't know, firm of solicitors, accountants, could be architects. If you're a business that's quite paper intensive and you've got an awful lot of documentation that you need to get rid of and destroy and have that certified, Tony and his team will actually collect that free of charge until the end of the month, I believe they're running this offer, and actually do it for you. So what a brilliant thing. So we've already been able to put in touch with Simon, HR rescuer.
Yeah.
He's got a load of HR documentation that needs getting rid of. So there's, I'm sure, hundreds of businesses out there that have got this problem and thinking, crikey, you know, rather than have to deal with all this paperwork, why don't I just get rid of the problem altogether?
Absolutely.
So give Tony a ring, Tony Hughes. You'll find his promotion on our community page on Supply My Business. But what a great offer.
Fantastic. That's good stuff.
The other one I want to mention is David Burton at QBH Solutions. There's an awful lot of businesses out there that have left it so late to even think about writing a GDPR policy.
You got 3 days. What's the matter?
3 days. I remember David Shaw at Grow Kent in Canterbury saying he's got a workshop happening, I think, on Thursday. And it's the busiest workshop that he's run to date on GDPR. So people obviously think they're going to be able to rock up to David Shaw's workshop on Thursday.
I hope he didn't email them to see if they wanted to come.
Go home and write a GDPR policy overnight. Well, clearly that's not going to happen. So David at QBH, rather sensibly, is doing an all-in audit and policy document for businesses for 449. So if you feel the need to get something in place before Friday, or shortly afterwards now, it's probably more likely. Do give David a ring, and again, you'll find...
There's still people doing their auto-enrolment. I mean, God.
You'll find his contact information on the community page as well. So, yeah, it's this Friday, and then we can stop talking about it.
Yeah, but, yeah, fat forever. Chance. Fat chance. Yeah, you get all the hundreds of businesses that come up and go, oh, it applies to me too. I didn't realise that. Oh, okay, panic. Cool. Hey, listen, so thank you for joining us, and we would like to hear from you, the businesses out there, both of you, in the southeast of England, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air, Martin, it's to send me a tweet at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. And we have had quite a few already.
Jules Serkin.
What about
her? Has done exactly that.
It's her birthday next Saturday.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Happy birthday for next Saturday, Jules.
Yeah. Well, she's done exactly what?
She's tweeted in.
Has she?
She's used hashtag BBunker and at VanillaWeb.
Do you know where she is?
She's in Moria.
Moria.
Isn't that a Lord of the Rings set somewhere?
In Spain, yeah.
Oh, in Spain.
She is listening by the swimming pool in Spain. And she's tweeted in just to...
Annoy us. She mentioned lobster and champagne.
And Prosecco and or Carver or what she's drinking, whatever she is there.
Yeah. How's Jules's scoff and quaff show going? Because this is all in the name of research, obviously.
Of course it is. Yeah. She wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
Is it going well for her?
Yes, it is. She's relaunched that. We've relaunched Scoff and Quaff here on channelradio.co.uk/2, and it's going really well. Yeah.
And she's got a Slope Off Friday coming up as well.
I don't have
the details to hand. I'm sure
you do. Yeah, I'm sure she'll tweet them in.
But I believe it's in Tunbridge this time.
Yeah, they have moved it slightly, haven't they? Mm. Yeah.
So, Jules, you need to get tweeting all about that.
Talking of which, you had a bit of a birthday on Friday, didn't you?
I did, thanks.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You went to Posilipos, didn't you?
I did.
Was it good?
In Broadstead. It's lovely. I love it there. Yeah.
I like Posilipos. I've been to all of them. My favourite one is the Faversham one down by the creek.
I think they've only got two now.
Have they shut the Canterbury one?
Well, they certainly shut the Folkestone one.
Well, they used to have one opposite.
They did, didn't they?
My kids' school.
I'm not sure that's open anymore either.
Maybe not. I've been to the Broadstairs one and the Faversham one, and the Faversham one's my favourite. Yeah.
I've known the two brothers for donkey's years. They don't work in it anymore, obviously. No. You very rarely see them now. But it's lovely. If you want a pizza or a bit of linguine, and had a very nice bottle of Sicilian organic white wine, which was just delicious.
Was it?
No sulfates, so no headache. Thoroughly recommended. And a nice little walk on the beach, and a very, very nice place to go for a meal.
Fantastic, good. Well, I'm glad you had a nice birthday.
Next year is the biggie. Are you coming along?
Well, you're 70.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah, what are you doing? Am I coming along to what? Are you inviting me to your party?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That, yeah, you're right, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. It's 18th of May. It's on a Saturday next year.
Is it?
Which is handy, isn't it?
Sweet.
Haven't got to get up the next day.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm coming.
Good.
So when you say it's a biggie.
Yeah. A big 40.
40.
Holding up five fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. No, that'd be good fun. We're going to have a live band and some food and, yeah. You're going to be able to meet my parents who are in their mid-80s now, so...
Well, I should look forward to that, meeting someone in my own age group.
Yes, I was going to say, there'd be plenty of people for you to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. But 50's not a biggie.
40.
But 40's... 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 just childhood.
Anyway, we digress. This is a business show. And
oh, yeah, it is.
We need to, I'm going to bring Brian in early here. I'll tell you why.
Yeah, go on.
Because there is another fabulous Grow Kent business show happening.
Yep.
On the 26th of June.
There is.
That's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, unfortunately.
At the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian, who's with us today,
mm-hmm.
is actually going to be hosting the, I guess it's, is it Brian, is it a speed networking thing on the day? Give us the kind of format of it.
Hi, Martin. No, it's not a speed working event.
He talks rubbish, doesn't he?
It is a networking hub.
Oh, right.
So I'll be available there. There'll be three different sessions,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be on hand to give people tips, help, advice on perhaps events and maybe some of the do's and don'ts of networking and things like that.
So will there be actual networking as well, or is it for people to learn more about how to network effectively?
There'll be networking if people come. If no one does, then there'll be no networking. Yeah.
Well, there'll be thousands. there'll be thousands.
Absolutely.
Now that you're involved.
There you go.
Good.
Could have said it better myself.
Excellent.
That's the idea, and I'm on hand. I'll be there all day, actually.
Fantastic.
Cool.
But there's all sorts of stuff going on. There's a Google Digital Garage, I think, happening, isn't there? Josh Whitten is talking there. I love Josh. He's brilliant.
Linda Garcia.
Linda's talking. And
Andrew Murch.
Right.
Amy.
Whitefish.
Whitefish Marketing are there, yeah. Amy from Kent Police Cyber Crime Unit is speaking.
There's a breakfast to kick it all off.
Peter Searle from Business Doctors is
7:30 in the morning. There'll be bacon rolls and what have you. So it's a thoroughly good day. And it actually, I think it's free to attend.
It is indeed.
It?
Mm.
So, great opportunity to network, learn some interesting stuff about business, learn from people like Brian about how to go networking properly. Mm. It's going to be a really good day.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming they've got a website, Paul.
Yes, I have. The easiest way is to go into the bizradio.co.uk website and click on the business events tab, and it's all there, and it takes you through to the website and everything.
Yeah. Or just search for Grow Kent on Google,
absolutely.
And you'll find it. Brilliant.
Cool. Good. Look, I want to do something now. It's slightly different. We normally have a music break now, and we are going to do exactly that. And I'm going to play you a bit of, wait for this, you're going to like this. I'm going to play you a little bit of Pelléas et Mésander from Debussy. And this is a piece that's going to be played at one of the concerts I'm about to tell you about. So have a listen to this while I tell you all about it.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent.
That's not
with
the
Zoe Kent.
That's not the right thing.
It's a bit hip-hop for me, that Debussy.
Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
I know what happened there. We'll try again. That's better. So, while that's kind of playing away gently in the background, I'm going to tell you about the Festival Musical Nigella. The Festival Musical Nigella is an annual international classical musical festival that takes place on the Côte d'Opale. This year, the festival returns for its 13th edition, and it's going to take place starting this week on the 24th of May to the 3rd of June with the theme The French Touch. As they do each year, Olivia Carew, the festival's president and a passionate supporter of classical music, and its artistic director, Takanori Nomoto, have invited a group of internationally renowned artists to perform at the festival. For 2018, Nomoto, who's a composer, conductor and horn player, in collaboration with the other performing artists, has created an eclectic and innovative program that resonates with a popular theme. There's a wide variety of concerts, and they'll feature new musical arrangements, bringing to life well-known works such as Debussy, and the festival's creative approach and outstanding musical performances promises exceptional moments of pleasure for the classical music lover. Each performance takes place in a carefully chosen location, either creating a familiar, informal atmosphere and a sense of accessibility for a genre which is far too often considered elitist. Some of them are in a museum, some are in a theatre, some are in historical monuments, a church, or an unconventional location such as a restaurant, a private garden, or on the bank of a river. And the music will combine with nature, art, history and gastronomy to fully embrace all the senses. The home of the festival is the small picturesque village of Tigny Noël, and Tigny Noël lies between the Baie de Somme and Marquetterre, and the charming medieval town of Montreuil-sur-Mer, gateway to the rolling green countryside of Le Sept Valley. In 2016, Montreuil-sur-Mer came second in the competition to find what the French considered their favourite village. Le Touquet Paris Plage and Bourg-sur-Mer seaside resort towns are also famous for their white sands, lovely beaches, and are close at hand and will also stage some of the concerts. If you want to find out about any of the concerts taking place over the next 2 weeks, if you visit their website, musicanigella.fr, Musica, that's music with an A, Nigella, N-I-G-E-L-L-A, musicanigella.fr. Shall we listen to the rest of Debussy? Let's do that.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
I thought you did very well grappling with those French pronunciations there, Paul.
Oh, mange too.
Yeah, very, very well. I love that beach at Latuka, by the way, especially on a hot summer's day. The only problem is when the tide goes out, you have to walk. It's a bit like Southport, John, your neck of the woods. When the tide goes out, you have to walk about 2 miles to be able to get a swim. Otherwise, it's just sort of ankle depth.
Like Camber Sands.
I've never been swimming at Camber Sands.
It's the same at Camber. Yeah, when the tide goes out, you have to walk to France to get in the sea.
I wonder if they're... If we have a hot weekend this weekend, they were in the news at the last bank holiday, weren't they?
Mm.
Apparently, it was so overrun with people trying to get there. They were parking everywhere, and it was just chaos.
A nightmare, yeah.
So...
Well, in Touquet, Paris La Plage, or Camber Sands.
Camber Sands.
It's an easy mistake to make. Mm. If you turn left at the wrong place, you end up in Camber.
Right, moving on. Lots of networking going on at the moment.
There is, yeah. And we've got loads of emails, loads of tweets, and I want to start reading some of the tweets because we haven't read any of the tweets. So I've got a tweet from Denise Wilton.
Oh.
And Denise says, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, Vanilla Web, for a series of stories by Light Dark Film, and it's in aid of Dementia Action Week, and it's taking place this Sunday, the 27th of May, and Denise is co-hosting it, and it will be great to sell more tickets, she says, and you can buy your ticket through eventbrite.co.uk/series of stories. So, Series of Stories, Lighting the Darkness Projects, is on May the 27th at 7 p.m. Do follow Denise on the Twitter to find out more. And her Twitter handle is Denise Wilton, and that's D-E-N-E-E-Z, Denise, so it's phonetic. Denise Wilton, W-I-L-T-O-N. And that's a Series of Stories, Lighting the Darkness Projects. And Denise is co-hosting this event on Sunday the 27th of May. So do check it out and go along.
We're getting grief on the Twitter.
Are we?
Well, you in particular.
Oh, yeah.
You've been described as an old boy.
By whom?
By your missus.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, she should know, really, shouldn't she?
And also roles, four roles, four goals.
Yep.
Have also been taking the mickey. Very ageist tweets coming in at the moment.
Are they?
Two old boys trying to pronounce Ariana Grande.
Oh, right, okay.
Because apparently we made a bit of a meal of it first
time
round.
Did you? I didn't tell you. Did I say anything?
Well, try it again. Go on.
What?
What's her name, the lady?
Ariadne Grande.
Oh, you see, you've got it horribly wrong again.
Ariadne. Oh, no, that was... Ariadne. No, that was Hinge and Bracket, wasn't it?
That was a Greek goddess, I
think. It's a thought that counts.
Ariadne. Oh, no, I'm not going to go there. You've got me at it now. Anyway, it's nice...
Ariadne Hinge and Ariadne Bracket, wouldn't it?
It's nice to know that we're attracting a younger audience, isn't it?
I'm not even going to get involved in that.
Because I'd much rather hang out with young people than with you.
Is that right? So now you're going to start on me.
You couldn't find any, so we came along anyway.
Yeah.
Right, moving on.
It's my birthday soon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, August. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Sound of Spitfire tweeted us. Sound of Spitfire, a radio station in Lincolnshire, as it happens.
Oh, wow.
And they said, Vanilla Web, I know it isn't in Kent or the southeast of England, but this weekend is the Spalding Beer and Music Festival. That's Spalding in Lincolnshire.
Right.
The Spalding RT, that's a Twitter handle, Roundtable. Okay, Spalding RT, which is a roundtable, and that's their Twitter handle. Run it, and it raises thousands for local good causes. And you can find out more info by going to spaldingroundtable.co.uk. So do check that out.
I love this time of year because there's always so much going on, isn't there?
So if you fancy popping to Lincolnshire,
yes,
it's straight up the A1M.
Could you get in a Lancaster, perhaps?
You could get in a Lancaster.
The city of Lincoln.
Yeah.
And hitch a lift.
You could. Yeah.
Mm. It's a lovely city, that, by the way.
What?
Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah. But it's in Spalding.
Oh, okay. Well.
Which isn't Lincoln.
It's in the same county.
Spalding's in Lincolnshire, but they're different places. Oh, his geography's no good, is it? It's his age, Brian. That's the problem. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Staying with the theme of great events happening this summer...
Yeah.
There's something that I know you're going to called Black Deer.
Absolutely, I'm going.
And this is at Eridge Park.
It is, near Tunbridge Wells.
Near Tunbridge Wells, on the 24th of June, which is next month.
Yeah,
in fact,
it is.
We're nearly into June, aren't we?
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a festival of Americana and country music.
It is indeed, yeah, and
so,
more. and much, much more. Yeah,
I've got to say, I've never been a big fan of the States. I never really got it. I've been there a few times, obviously.
I love the US.
But I was watching a program the other night about the last man to walk on the moon,
mm-hmm.
a guy called Gene Cierney. And, of course, it went back to...
It wasn't Michael Jackson, then?
No.
Okay.
No, not him. Not moonwalking.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Walking on the moon. It wasn't the police, either.
I was going to say, that was Sting, wasn't it? And walking on the moon.
I don't know. He's definitely showing his age.
Yeah.
But what really struck me was actually... everything that I'd been missing out on and what America is really all about. And, you know, that kind of that spirit. And I'm really kind of drawn by those kind of things, you know, that human kind of spirit and endeavor to actually do things. And I think America epitomizes that, or certainly has done in the past.
Well, and it's like anywhere. It all depends where you go. I've lived and worked in three different places in the US in my time, and I thoroughly enjoyed all of them, and they were all radically different.
Yeah.
But anyway, tell us more about the Black Deer Festival.
The Black Deer Festival is obviously lots and lots of bands.
Yeah. Kiefer Sullivan, Sam Palladio.
Kiefer
Sullivan.
Sutherland.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Not Sullivan.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Sutherland, yes.
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay.
He's left his hearing aid off, hasn't he?
Pardon?
Well?
So I guess there'll be line dancing, there'll be country music, there'll be... I mean, it's a festival of Americana, so there'll be big V8s there and Harley Davidsons and lots of leather.
There's also loads of barbecue stuff going on as well. There's barbecue competition, there's barbecue courses, there's loads of cooking courses, there's loads of things. There's fun fairs for the kids. There's great stuff.
I love it.
Glenn Campbell's daughter's headlining it as well.
I think you can camp out there. There's glamping.
There's glamping and camping, yeah.
And there's just kind of open air stuff.
It's a big concert. They're expecting 10,000 people.
Wow. So what time are you picking me up?
Ha ha. No chance.
Right, okay. We'll have to make our own way there then. But it's going to be fantastic, and over five stages, lots going on. I guess that's over the whole, it is, the whole weekend, so, How'd you book?
There is a website, I can't remember what it is.
It's called blackdeerfestival.com.
That's it.
Mm.
There you go.
Go there.
Cool. Do you know what? We're going to talk to our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the very first time, onto the Business Bunker Show, who's a lady who's waited really patiently and put up with all the nonsense she's had to listen to until this point on the show. And we're sorry about that, Claire. But it's a pleasure to welcome Claire Turner of Education Life. Claire, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Why don't you kick off by telling us a bit of background to Education Life, what you are and what it is you do.
Educational Life is a CIC, so a community interest company.
Okay, yep.
Seeking to shape the future through inspiration, support and positivity. So we share purely good news on our website and in our magazines.
And is that aimed at any particular group of people?
We are aiming at families. Our youngest reader is apparently 5 weeks old, and our eldest reader...
Hey, that's an overachiever, isn't it?
Yes,
I think I'll read the newspaper, Mum. I am nearly 6 weeks old, after all.
Our eldest reader turned 97 a couple of days ago.
Okay, cool. So it's a magazine?
It is, and a website, yes.
Okay, is it a print magazine?
It is, yes.
So it's print and digital?
Yes.
Which is where we go with most things these days, So your subscribers get the magazine how? I mean, is it one of these magazines that you mail to people, or do they acquire it on a newsstand?
We have newsstands. We have newsstands in Asda and Sainsbury's.
Right, okay. So it's a free magazine?
Yes, it is free. It's completely free. We cover our costs by selling our advertising space and seeking sponsorship.
Okay, cool. You like it?
But everything else is free. Everything, all the good news we source from the schools and local community groups.
Okay.
And that is all free.
So give us a flavour, Claire, of the kind of stories that you cover. You don't have to go into them in depth, but the type of things that are you the editor of the magazine?
I am, yes.
Yeah. So the kind of thing that land on your desk and you think, oh, yeah, that'll go in the magazine. Yeah, what's the kind of stories that excite you?
It's the inspirational stories. It's the stories about people who have made it or have
like,
done
like Martin that has survived to his 50th birthday.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's also the other stories about something different going on at the schools. Our schools are under a lot of pressure. Mm. They they get us slated a lot. And what we want to do is let people know that actually our schools are doing a great job.
Okay.
And they are doing something creative with the curriculum. They're doing something different. We had a school local recently who did an Andy Warhol exhibition.
Yep.
And they painted these wonderful copies of Andy Warhol paintings.
Campbell's Soup and all that.
Yes. Okay. It was very interesting, very good.
Cool. So do you represent a group of schools or is it any school or how does it work?
Any school, any community group. We don't restrict anything and everything that gets sent to us gets put on our website and we share on social media, Facebook, Twitter.
Because it's an interesting thing. I mean, what you're doing is much greater than this and I get that straight away and we'll talk about it. But back in the day as well, when people still used to read newspapers, especially local newspapers, which they don't anymore.
Yes.
One of the big reasons that people used to read it is because they were in it.
Yes.
You know, so the kids were in it or it was the school play or, you know, the Christmas pantomime or local sport or whatever. And there used to be loads of other things. And Brian will like this, just what I was talking about. Things like that. I was mortified to hear the other day. I was on TV doing a TV program, and on the bit before me, there was a news item about the Maidstone and Football District League, and they showed a picture that had me in it when I was playing for Hollingbourne in the Maidstone District League about 30 years ago, and they were saying they're down to four teams. When I played, there were nine divisions. Anyway, but so that's completely irrelevant to you, Claire. So. I guess what I'm saying is that we used to have those kind of stories in local papers, but you don't really see them as often now.
No.
So how do people get a story in your paper? Are you like sleuthy reporters? Do you go out and dig out the stories or people send them to you or a bit of both?
A bit of both. People send them to us. I literally, while I've been sat here, I've had a message from a school asking us to go and cover their sports day in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
We have a roving reporter, our schools and community liaison officer, Dave. Good. He's absolutely fantastic and he goes to lots of events and he covers lots of events.
Now, you're going to be interested in this because I'm an ambassador and I've only just been appointed. There is a tweet about it. We'll get round to in a minute because I was supposed to announce it, but I'm going to announce it now. I've just been appointed as an ambassador for a group called Four Roles, Four Goals. And they're a not-for-profit organisation. And what they do is they work with young people and corporate social responsibility by getting sponsorship to take a group of young people to a sporting event. And the type of sporting events they've done so far have been Dartford Football Club, the British Superbike Championship, and the next one is a Kent County cricket match at Beckenham.
Oh, wonderful.
But what they do is the young people, the students, do the whole range of things at that sporting event as if they were a press corps.
Fabulous.
So they take photographs, they write pictures, they interview people, they support the hospitality that's going on, a whole range of things. So it's a work experience program based around sports events.
Fantastic.
Isn't that a good idea?
That is absolutely fantastic. We have a young reporters section on our website, which is purely just for the young people and for them to share, because our young people have got a lot of things to say and people aren't listening, and so we're giving them their opportunity.
So we need to put you in touch with Four Roles, Four Goals, because they're going to have loads of material that you may be interested in publishing too. So what made you... How long have you been going, first of all?
Well, as a community interest company, as Educational Life, we've been going just over a year.
Right.
But the actual magazine I have been running for the last 5 years.
Okay.
My background is education. I used to work for the School Sports Partnership, so it was my job to go into schools to make sure they were doing the sport they were supposed to be doing.
Right.
And I've been attacked by flies.
I just want to ask you about that, because there's been a lot of talk about sports over the years, and we've had different political systems over the last few years that have changed things. And for instance, I had a nephew years ago that was at a school in Kent, and he was both on the books of a professional football club, and he also played golf for Kent, and his school absolutely forbade to give him time off to do either. Yeah, because it was at a phase when they were not doing sport at school and sport was too elitist and it was all, you know, an egg and spoon race as long as we all win type stuff.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, but I think that's changed again,
that
hasn't
changed
it?
That has changed again.
Yeah.
Now it's all about competition now and it's all about being
killing each other.
Yeah, yes. But I've also been a school governor for 16 years now and I realised how hard it was to actually get anything in the local press about
absolutely.
What's happening in the schools and it's got harder and harder to do a good job as a school or to be seen as doing a good job. All our schools are doing a fantastic job day in, day out, but to be seen, because the only thing that ever gets in the press and the media is the Ofsted
negative
report.
Stuff, yeah.
Yes.
I think the other thing that we haven't talked about that I think Claire really doesn't talk about enough, I think she undersells it, is the opportunity for businesses to get involved with the magazine that she publishes. So I think you're in 120 schools in East Kent.
Yeah.
They've got distribution in local Asdas and supermarkets as well. But the point is, Dave, isn't it, your liaison person, is in schools day in, day out. So businesses through educational life have got a unique opportunity to actually engage with key decision makers in
absolutely.
Schools.
Absolutely. Well, I was actually going to come along and talk about that as well, because that's a very good point, Martin. He's actually made a decent point. After 3.5 years on this show, he's actually come out with something useful.
Patience is a virtue.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, from that point of view, you know, with a kind of commercial hat on, it is a media vehicle that actually targets the key decision makers that you need to be engaging with if you want to do business with schools.
Absolutely. But I can also think of two things that I'm immediately once we're off air and we're doing it, there are two things that I'm going to attack Claire with to look at putting into the paper, and whether we do that as paid advertisers or a bit of advertorial or whatever, I don't mind, but there are two things I'm involved in that absolutely need to get into schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing we struggle with is getting schools to pay attention. And the basic, they're both work-related things. So there's a thing called 30-30, which Martin mentioned earlier, that we're taking to Hartstown Academy next. That's a program I run in conjunction with the Federation of Small Business. And basically, we take between 20 and 50 businesses into a school for a morning, and we give the student, their A-level students, and we give the A-level students two workshops and a talk on the world of work, and we talk about work, careers, and the new model of work and coming career choices. We talk about how to present yourself, and we do a dress for success workshop, and also how to present yourself in writing, how to apply for a job properly, how to actually write a CV that works, and not the type that most careers teachers use these days because they don't work anymore. And there's a new way to doing things. So we take that. It's a completely free. It is completely free to schools, totally and utterly free. But we struggle to get schools to pay attention.
Okay.
So one of the things is we want to get in front of schools. So your publication is an ideal vehicle for that. The other thing that I'm involved in is Young Enterprise.
Yes.
And again, Young Enterprise in Kent suffers from the fact that not enough schools enter teams into Young Enterprise. We've just completed the Kent Regional Finals, and a team from, I've got to get this right, I can't remember what school they were.
Kings.
It was Kings Canterbury, I should know that, my kids went there. It was Kings Canterbury, and there was two schools, Kings Canterbury.
Did Roger Manwood get through?
No. It was Kings and I think it was Bethany. I can't remember. Anyway, two schools gone through to the national final.
Excellent.
Last year, Highworth Academy from Ashford got all the way to the national finals.
Wonderful.
And there's actually a European final as well.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah. So it's a massive programme. There's massive things going on. But we don't get anything like enough schools in Kent and Medway that enter it. So again, it's something that we want to push. So we'll talk to you about that because you've got a vehicle that is perfect for that. So if you want to get in front of schools, what a great way of doing it.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, thinking on a kind of purely commercial business level, you might be a replacement window company. You might be an IT company. You might be a lighting specialist.
Or cleaner.
You could have any kind of business.
Or sports field marking.
The point is, if you want to do business with schools, if they're your target market, you might be supplying branded school uniforms. Mm. Could be anything.
Absolutely.
You're not going to find a better media vehicle than Educational Life to actually talk to the key decision makers.
But the interesting thing, you can get a word in a minute, Claire. We're working out how we're going to attack your business.
Okay.
But it isn't just about selling things into schools.
No.
It's about awareness in schools as well, you know. I hear what you were saying, the fact that schools do a good job in what they do, and I'm saying this, not you. The problem that schools and the education establishment have is it's driven by the government top down, and their targets are just rubbish. I mean, it's just pointless. From a business point of view, businesses detest GCSEs. We're not remotely interested in them. They don't mean anything to us anymore. And there's a whole range of other things we want. But the trouble is schools are managed by how they do with their GCSEs. And, yes. and you know, that is...
And the dreadful league tables.
Exactly. And yes. the league tables and all the other nonsense that nobody else is remotely interested in, apart from the politicians that invented it. Mm-hmm. So we have great empathy for them with that. But the thing is, we need to get the message across because we have a massive skill shortage problem in this country.
Yes.
And we need young people coming into the workforce.
Yes.
And we need them to do apprenticeships and degrees and traineeships. And we need them to understand the world of work.
Yes. Well, funnily enough, we were talking to a construction company a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying about how they've got a lack of females because they think it's hard hats and wolf whistles.
Absolutely,
and
yeah. You need to meet Nicola.
Yes.
Nicola Coppin, who actually runs Four Roles, Four Goals, but she's also the chair of the Women in Construction board, and she actually works in construction. So, absolutely. And construction has the worst skill uptake in the country. 37% of all unfilled vacancies are in construction. Mm. We need to get more people, and especially young ladies, involved in construction and the construction business and engineering, as well as the trades. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. So I love it. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
You've been doing it 5 years, you say?
Well, I've been doing the magazine side, but it's developed, and so we're covering what's going on in community now as well, because before we were just focused on schools, but now it's about bringing everybody together.
So let's have a look at what you do on the community side. So what kind of things are you covering? What kind of communities are you looking at? What kind of stories are you breaking?
We share match reports from your local clubs. So you're saying that your local football club have lost a number of teams.
Yeah.
What we work very closely with Thanet Wanderers in Thanet, and we share all their match reports from the little tots right up to the first team, and just trying to promote.
You see,
yes.
When I was still alive, I was heavily into sport, and I love sport, and I played sport, and I owned a football team, and I managed teams, and I also owned a motor racing team, and I've done all kinds of things in sport.
You've got a very interesting history. You'd be a wonderful How I Got There article in our magazine.
He's never actually played any sport in his life, mind you.
Just very quickly, because I'd much rather talk about you, but a couple of years ago, I was doing a talk in a school, and one of the teachers said to me, "That's interesting. Why don't you tell the children how you got to where you got to?" So I went, "Are you sure?" And she went, "Yeah, I am. First, get expelled from school when you're 13. And they went, no. I went, "You asked."
What a role.
But you can turn that round to be inspirational, because actually you were expelled from school at 13, but look, you've still made it, and you've still got your own business.
Yeah, so don't bother with school, because it's a complete waste of time. You could do it without.
Quite where he's got to, we're not sure anyway. But,
that wouldn't be controversial at all, would it?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I forgot what I was waffling about now.
You were just waffling.
Sport, I was talking to some guys in Sevenoaks at the Sevenoaks Business Events a couple of weeks ago, and there was a guy there that's just launched a magazine in Sevenoaks, which is called Sevenoaks Sport, and he just covers all sports in the Sevenoaks area.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what a brilliant idea, because coming back to this local newspaper thing, sport, you know, and a range of sports that we do just don't really get the coverage that they used to anymore.
No.
And I just think that's sad. And I think that's a lot of reason why a lot of sports clubs in a lot of sports struggle now to do what they're doing, because there's no there's nothing to inspire kids to go, do you know what, I've never thought of playing hockey, or I've never thought of playing badminton, or I've never thought of playing that, and look, there's people in the paper doing it.
And the beauty of what you do, I mean, I can vouch for what you do for Thanet Wanderers. My father-in-law is the secretary of Thanet Wanderers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Peter Hawkins. But I see you talking about all those matches the whole time. I mean, my sport is golf, but the future of any club...
And he doesn't play that either. He just wanders around with a club in his hand, waving it. Yeah,
I'm not sure it's actually a sport, is it?
The future, but the point is the future.
As Churchill said about golf, it's a long walk spoiled.
Yeah, spoiled a good walk.
Yeah.
But the future of any sport club, and it's certainly on an amateur level, is the youth that comes through.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter whether you're a golf club or a rugby team. You know, it's those players that come in early that will stay with the club for life, almost.
Absolutely.
So it's really important.
Yes.
Absolutely it is, and I totally agree. And just while we're on that, promoting things, talking about FC Tankerton Football Club, are very active in running deaf football, which is another great passion of mine because I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
We're hoping that Dave will go along and do a report on their deaf football that they're doing, because I've heard it's absolutely fantastic.
It's brilliant, and Liz and Sally and the folks that organise that, along with Tankerton FC, are doing a brilliant job.
Sally also makes a mean cake.
Lemon drizzle cake to die for. Sally for cake, Sally Laker and a lemon drizzle cake. Yeah, enough said. Okay, so... your magazine now and your community stories, I'm loving it. I like the sound of what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're going to be looking for advertisers, sponsors, and stuff like that. What's the coverage of the magazine at the moment in terms of geography?
We have literally just in the last month covered the whole of Kent.
So
we have divided Kent into seven areas.
Right.
We have our hard copy, our digital copy in the southeast, so Canterbury, Whitstable-Herne Bay, Thanet area, and digital. Fully interactive digital links across the rest of the areas.
Fantastic.
As soon as we get enough advertising to fund it or grant funding to fund it, then we will launch hard copies in those areas as
Cool. Okay.
So the advertising is important.
It is, because it keeps us going.
Exactly. So with that in mind, you guys have got an offer running at the moment, haven't
you,
for your
July-August
edition.
Yes.
There's a copy deadline of the 20th of June.
Yes, that's right.
I believe.
Yes.
And you're offering, for example, a full-page ad for £240 when it would normally be £300. So it's 20% off all the publication advertising.
Fantastic.
For that edition. So... all of that information, again, is in the community section of Supply My Business for people to look up. But your contact details are... What's the easiest way for people to get in touch?
Through our website, www.educational-life.org, or follow us on social media. Just search for Educational Life, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're on all of them.
Follow them on the Twitter, because it's a great Twitter account, actually. There's all sorts of stuff coming out. So
absolutely. And the link to Claire's website is on the Biz Radio website and will stay there forever.
Thank you very much.
Will be under this show, which is show 378. Currently it's on the homepage, but it, obviously as the shows unfold, we move off there, but it will still be on the show page, show 378, and you will find a link to Education Life website there. That will stay there forever.
And you're going to be exhibiting at the Kent B2B week after next alongside us.
Yes.
And you're also going to be exhibiting at Brian's show, Grow Kent, or the Maidstone and Medway Business Show, on the 26th of June.
We are, yes.
Which is Tuesday.
And you may have even bumped into these guys at Kent Vision last week as well, because they were there as well. So you're everywhere at
the
moment.
We are everywhere at the moment.
And quite right too. Claire, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very
much.
We
wish you continued success with your publication. I think it's a fabulous idea.
Thank you very much.
And I think it's kind of filled a gap that got lost somewhere in the marketplace. And I can see a lot of benefit to it. If you're a business out there and you want to talk to schools or communities, what a great way of doing it. For the moment, Claire, thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Claire Turner, Education Life, brilliant.
Thank you.
Cool. I can read a couple more tweets before we go over to the Channel Radio newsroom. Go
we
on,
We should
Martin.
Mention your Hearts Down event more formally. It's on the 14th of June. It's at the Hearts Down Academy in Margate. Help us bridge the gap between school and business. It's everything that you've just described. The easiest way to find out more information, if you'd like to get your business involved in that on the day, is kentbusinessradio.co.uk/3030.
Yeah, and there's also, I think it's the 29th of June, at the Wilmington Academy near Dartford, we also have the 3030. But both of them are in the same place, so you can find the details of both and then book either or both. They're totally free. They're totally free to schools. They're totally free to businesses. They're totally free to everybody. Just come along and enjoy the day. They're really great fun. We do speed networking with the students, and it's brilliant. It's really good fun. Yeah, we have a good day.
Brian, our good friend Chris Dexiades...
From Metro Bank. Yeah.
Lovely guy, Chris. In fact, they were exhibiting at Kent Vision Live last week as well with all sorts of goodie bags. They're running a property networking event this week, 24th of May, which is Thursday, I believe, isn't it? Yep. At their Bexley Heath branch, which is 6668 on the Broadway in Bexley Heath. So if you are remotely interested in property, whether that be from a kind of financing or taxation or development or refurbishment point of view, this is a networking event specifically designed for people in the property business and industry. So get yourselves along to that. ben.collins@metrobank.plc.uk. Again, that's on the Supply My Business website.
Fantastic, thank you. I've had a tweet from Joanne Fraze, and she said, Vanilla Web, I would love a shout out for my new job at select_tech. That's a Twitter handle, select_tech, as an account manager. We're an IT company and we're a Microsoft Gold partner, to name just one of the few partnerships we have. We're based in Paddock Woods, servicing the whole of Kent. Exciting times. So thank you for that. And Joanne has also just been appointed as a parent ambassador to four roles, four goals. So I'm looking forward to working with her on that.
We need to give a quick shout out to our mate Terry, Terry Botfield.
Go for it.
Networking,
very quickly.
Networking on the Marsh. It's tonight.
It is indeed.
It's at the Ship Inn in Dymchurch, which is a lovely pub. I'm sure you can sit outside and have a pint as well. So it's tonight. I believe it's free. There is a £5 contributory voluntary contribution, but it's tonight.
Cool. Let's go to the newsroom.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.